I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, America launched three missile strikes at suspected militants in northwestern Pakistan. Intelligence officials say 13 were killed. With the focus in the West on Pakistan's battle against the Taliban, it's easy to forget that Pakistan is facing a rash of internal violence as well. In Pakistan's financial hub, Karachi, more than 80 people were killed recently in a series of tit-for-tat killings. One of the many groups that's been accused of being involved is, oddly enough, known as the People's Peace Committee. But maybe even more strange is that it's involved in a wide range of social welfare activities in the neighborhood it controls. Fahad Desmukh reports from Karachi, Pakistan.
This is Liari, a densely populated slum in Karachi. Gunfights are not out of the ordinary here. The gangs are armed with everything from pistols and battle rifles to rocket-propelled grenades. Over the past decade or so, the area has become infamous for fierce gang wars in its narrow, winding streets. The police say the criminal gangs are involved in everything from illegal drugs and arms trading to kidnapping for ransom and robberies. The police don't dare go beyond the main roads, and even then, it's usually in armored vehicles. Roadblocks set up by the gang stop the police from entering the alleyways, and armed men keep watch at street corners. Abdul Wahid, a local shop owner, tells me that the neighborhood becomes paralyzed whenever the battles break out.
Life in Liari had become totally damaged because of the fighting. We couldn't do our business, our children couldn't go to school, no one could even step out of their homes.
Organized crime, though, is hardly the only problem faced by the residents of Liari. This is one of the oldest parts of Karachi, and in terms of development, it's one of the most neglected. The roads and sewer system are decrepit, drug addiction is rampant, and the schools are run down. But help, or at least the appearance of help, is now coming from maybe the most unexpected of places, the criminal gangs themselves. This is a song eulogizing Abdul Rahman Baloch. He was commonly known as Rahman Dakit, literally Rahman the Robber, and according to the police, he led the most powerful of the Liari gangs. Before he was killed in 2009 in a shootout with the police, he had tried to rebrand himself into something of a Robin Hood. Rahman Baloch laid the foundation for what is known as the People's Peace Committee and began carrying out welfare work. He gave out charity to struggling families, set up medical dispensaries, and sponsored soccer tournaments, among other things. The committee is today more influential than ever. We're at a rally in Liari, arranged by the Peace Committee. There's music, an enthusiastic crowd, and lots of speakers. Uzair Jan Baloch, now leader of the People's Peace Committee, gives the keynote address.
If you want to prosper in Liari in the future, then you absolutely must educate your children, no matter how you do it. If you can't pay for your children's school books, then our Peace Committee will take care of it.
Since Uzair took over the committee, its welfare work has focused on improving the health and education facilities in Liari. One of Uzair's aides, Shakib Baloch, welcomed the opportunity to give me a tour. He takes me to the Liari General Hospital. It barely functioned just a year ago.
Mostly this place was just like a jungle. People used to bring their pets, their domestic animals here. And mostly people used drugs. And this was a place to hide. But nowadays, it's a hospital, real hospital. But you can see, this wasn't like this. It was, everything was in just like dust, rubbish, dirt. First, we cleaned it. Now we are trying to facilitate people.
In the pediatric ward, Dr. Nader Ali shows me a room filled with incubators. He enthusiastically explains that care is free thanks to the People's Peace Committee.
Over here, you will not spend a single penny. All are done free. The treatment, the investigation, the x-ray, all our things are given here free. That all are due to Sada Uzaijan Baloch and Shweb Baloch.
We then go to one of the schools that the Peace Committee has been active in renovating. The classrooms are full with smartly dressed students. and the building is clean and well-kept, equipped with science and computer labs. This place, too, was more like a garbage dump than a school just a year ago. Shakib Baloch shows me pictures on his cell phone. He explains that money for the school's renovation and upkeep is mostly from the government. But he says the funds were not released until the Peace Committee made the demand for it. I asked Shakib why the local government agreed to Peace Committee leader Uzair's demands and not anyone else's. But he understands that I'm hinting at the common allegation that the committee is backed by the threat of violence.
They are listening because we are united. United, and we are under a leadership of, I told you, magician. He's a magician. If he says we have to do this, and it happens. Whatever he says, he came, he saw, and he conquered, just like this.
There's no doubt that the Peace Committee is actually doing some good works. And while Shakib Baloch denies it, police officials say some of the money for that work comes from criminal activity. Imran Nayub is a senior crime reporter in Karachi for the Dawn newspaper.
There are more than three, or some say there are four gangs operating in Liari. They mainly deal in drugs, arms, and kidnapping for ransom. They are known for their criminal activities across the city and even across Pakistan, and mainly in the province of Sindh and Balochistan.
The Peace Committee denies all connections to criminality, and the reality is that those benefiting from their work don't question where the money comes from. But what adds to the confusion is the group's connection to national politics. The Peace Committee insists it's a loyal wing of the Pakistan People's Party, or the PPP, which currently runs the country. And many observers, like journalist Imran Ayub, say it was actually created by the PPP.
Liari is considered as one of the stronghold of the Pakistan People's Party. So to bring the criminal gangs into politics, they in fact created a platform for those who wanted to shift their loyalties from crime to politics. So it was an attempt to clean up the criminal record of the gangsters.
The PPP leadership itself, however, wavers on the subject. Some party leaders openly patronize the committee, while others deny any relationship to the group because of its perceived ties to criminals. It's a troubling scenario. A group founded by gangsters and patronized by a political party is carrying out social development work that the politicians can't or won't do. Regardless of how bizarre it may seem, Shakib says it's far too late now for it to be stopped. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.